I call him...
What's a stout man? Have you ever heard of the term stout?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Strong.
Mm-hmm.
And stout.
If there's no difference, tell me. You know, if they're the same thing or if you don't know, let me know.
Well, all I would say is strong and stout.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Okay, fine. What do you say about a person who just laughs all the time and is happy? What kind of person is that?
Well, what we asked, I would say he laughed a lot and funny. We always say he looked like he stayed jolly all the time.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say good natured?
Good natured.
Would you say that?
I would say
okay.
That. Good natured.
What does the word common mean when it's a term of disparagement? When is it talking about somebody or something that you not really like?
It means something you eat or something you don't say it then like what?
Common. You know the word common when it's like, I don't like that, it's too common.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Well, sometime, we don't want to go with someone sometime when they look like they're too common.
Mm-hmm.
And we
right.
say, I want to go with them.
Right. What does it mean when they look too common? What's wrong with that person when they're too common?
Well, they're on their own. But I could say is a person don't hold itself up to look decent.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. If you said she's quite lively, a young person, what would you mean?
How you speak that again?
She's lively. Well, how would you use that to talk about a young person?
Mm-hmm.
And what would that mean?
I would say she loves to. I say she enjoying mining. So all the time I see her, she's so enjoying being young. That's what I would say.
Okay, what would you say if you were talking about an old person and they were that same way?
Well, I would say the same thing. I said, well, they they always got full of life in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. If someone is calm, we'll say he is easy. He's not worried about anything. But if he's troubled and upset, instead of saying he's easy, he is not easy or uneasy. Just say uneasy for me.
Uneasy.
Okay, good.
That's right.
Okay, if you're scared, what's another word for scared?
Well, if you're scared, you're nervous.
Mm-hmm. What's another word for scared, though? Besides nervous.
Frightened.
Right, that's good. What about if she's not afraid anymore, but she was before, you say she used to be.
She used to be, but not.
Okay, fine.